This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Massive voting has been reported for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase of polling in West Bengal. As for the latest record, votes in Tamil Nadu, around 85% voting was recorded, while in West Bengal, nearly 92% voters exercised their franchise. In Tamil Nadu, voting took place for 234 assembly seats. In West Bengal, voting took place for 152 constituencies in the first phase. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. S.S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi kept a close watch on the polling through live webcasting, which was ensured in all the polling stations in both the states. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah expressed satisfaction with the first phase of polling in West Bengal. Addressing rallies in Balaghat and Parsura in Hooghly district, Mr. Shah said that the high voter turnout in just a few hours proves that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's government is on the verge of collapse. He urged voters to come out fearlessly again on 29th of April, warning that anyone who intimidates voters will face action once a BJP government is formed. In Berhampur, Congress candidate Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary also expressed satisfaction regarding the voting process. Voting was also held for bipoles in Maharashtra's Baramati and Rahuri assembly seats and Gujarat's Umret assembly constituency. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Kerala and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. As West Bengal assembly elections enter the second phase of voting, political activity has intensified across the state. With star campaigners from major parties stepping up outreach, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed rallies in Krishnanagar and Mathurapur yesterday, targeting the ruling party over corruption and infiltration. Later, the Prime Minister visited Belur Math, the headquarters of the Ramakrishna Mithat and Mission. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, speaking at Balaghat in Hooghly, said infiltrators should not be allowed to remain in the state under a BJP government. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, campaigning in Kolkata, accused the Prime Minister of undermining the democratic process. On the left front, leaders M.A. Baby and Brinda Karat addressed a rally in Jadavpur, while State Secretary Mohammed Saleem led roadshows in Baliganj and Uttarpara. With polling approaching, campaigning continues to gather momentum across West Bengal. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj will today celebrate National Panchayati Raj Day in New Delhi. The ministry said that in a significant highlight of the national event, a message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be read out at the function. It added that the Prime Minister's message will be disseminated among the elected representatives and functionaries of Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies across the country. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM and NCR and adjoining areas, conducted an inspection drive in Delhi focusing on assessing the visible road dust levels, contributing to air pollution and the effectiveness of road cleaning and sweeping operations. Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that inspection team undertook extensive field assessments across the zones of Delhi, namely Civil Lines, Karol Bagh and West Bengal. The Commission has directed the concerned authorities to strengthen on-ground implementation of dust control measures, including regular mechanical sweeping of roads, effective water sprinkling, prompt removal of construction and demolition waste, and strict enforcement against unauthorized dumping. New Delhi has said that the remarks on social media posts that refer to Indians are obviously uninformed, inappropriate, and in poor taste. MEA spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that the remarks do not reflect the reality of the India-US relationship, which has long been based on mutual respect and shared interests. US President Donald Trump had shared a purported 4-page transcript of a podcaster which had derogatory comments on Indians. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 103 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night, chasing 208 for victory. Mumbai Indians were all out for just 104 in 19 overs. Earlier put into bat, Chennai Super Kings piled up for 207 runs with 6 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.